It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment, as always, coming from the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Head to their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Wednesday, so we are talking Orange County, and seems like there's a good amount to catch up with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, on. She joins me over the phone this afternoon. Renee, how are you? Happy Wednesday.
I am fine, and happy Wednesday to you, and I hope you're looking forward to a nice Thanksgiving.
I sure am. We actually had kind of a Thanksgiving potluck here at the radio station this afternoon, so I'm already full of some really great food and feeling very thankful for many things. So it's off to a great start. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I'm just very thankful for the Orange County community. I was just reflecting, you know, now that it seems like a little bit of a downtime in a way, you know, because we had no meetings this week, but just very thankful for the people that I've met and worked with over the years here in Orange County. It's been great.
Well, that fits in pretty well with my next question. It's been kind of a down period on that side of things, but you also had a pretty big announcement over the weekend and then at the beginning of the week that you are going to be running for the state legislature. Initially, you said North Carolina Senate District 23, now running for House District 50, which represents Orange and Caswell counties. Can you share a little bit about what went into this decision?
Oh, well, you know, some of my wonderful friends out there in Orange County, you know, were calling me up and saying, you need to do this. And, of course, I always look forward to challenges, and I'm looking forward to a different challenge, having worked at the local level now 9 years and seeing the impact of the, you know, state-mandated rules and procedures and policies. I'd like to take the opportunity to see if perhaps I can do something to bring those voices, those concerns to the table, as well as the voices of the people of Caswell and Orange County. And, of course, I've been representing Orange County, particularly District 2, which is the portion of Orange County that's in District 50, been representing you for now 9 years, and just looking forward to another step.
Is there anything about this specific time? It does feel like there's a lot changing in that 2022 just could be a big year for North Carolina and the state legislature as well. We're just coming out of a period of kind of ups and downs, but a period of where there was some cooperation during the pandemic. We're going to have a new governor before too long. Is there anything about this specific timing that spoke to you?
Well, yes. A lot of seats began to shift, or ideas at least, you know, with the retirement of, well, the announcement of the retirement of Congressman David Price. He's still with us as a congressman for another year. But with him retiring, and then our wonderful Senator Valerie Fischi announced that she would run for his seat, which left her seat open. And then there were three of us that were vying for that seat, and we decided, well, does it make sense to have two progressive women running for the same seat? So I decided, well, I would just run for the House. So it's a lot of, you know, shifting of seats, you know, chairs on the deck, so to speak. And I think it's all good. You know, we each, you know, have legacies to follow and legacies to make of on our own. But yes, there will be a lot of changes across North Carolina because of retirements and also because of the redistricting.
Yes, that's another big part of it too. Well, I know that we will have plenty more opportunities to talk about this in the coming weeks leading up to the 2022 primaries. So let's hop back to some county government level news that just came down the pike yesterday from you and the other Orange County leaders. The countywide indoor mask mandate being extended through mid-January or so. I imagine this probably isn't too much of a surprise to some residents, but some residents might be surprised by this, Renee, a little bit. Can you share some of the thought processes that went into extending this and some of the top things that you've been talking with the Orange County leaders about and talking with the health department about?
Yes, well, as you said, you know, we talked to consult with Quintana Stewart, our health director, and you know, when we look at the numbers and considering the number of people that are still being hospitalized, We have a lot of pressure on our hospital staff because people still are getting infected. Thankfully, the severity of the illnesses have lessened, yet we still have a lot of people that are coming into our hospitals, and our healthcare practitioners are feeling overwhelmed, and we don't want to overtax them any further. And then when you consider that we're entering flu season, and even though there's a big difference, the symptoms are quite similar, if not the same, and so people may not realize that while they're suffering, well, they think they have your regular flu, they actually have COVID or vice versa. So that enters into the mix, as well as the fact that, you know, as we mentioned at the top of the show, that, we're entering a holiday season. Tomorrow, actually probably starting today, if not yesterday, people have started gathering together. They'll be indoors sharing, good times and food. And then as soon as we get done with that, then there's Hanukkah, and then there's Christmas, there's Kwanzaa. And so all these wintertime celebrations bring people together. And it's sometimes can be the perfect environment for spreading germs and viruses, and we don't want that. We're just trying to take precautions. And of course, this is for indoors, and I just encourage people to use common sense. If you're in a place where you can't distance and you're not sure, either you haven't been vaccinated or you're not sure if other people have been vaccinated, socially distance and wear a mask. But no one is going to be policing you.
Now, we're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county government's website where you can read some more about that extension of the mask mandate. And, a big part of it, too, that I was talking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver yesterday about is, we're not, as a community and as a state and country, we're not fully vaccinated against the virus yet. And, of course, we now have booster shots to those initial vaccines. And so maybe people haven't yet gotten those because they haven't been able to find the time, haven't been able to, and their initial doses are wearing off. How much have you heard when talking with leaders at the Orange County Health Department about how the vaccination effort is going? Because we're still one of the leaders in the state when it comes to vaccination rate, but some things have changed with booster shots and people becoming eligible, and yet the vaccination rate hasn't seen too much of an uptick.
Right. We saw a good surge when the vaccine first came out, and then it rather plateaued. And that's kind of where we are right now. People are getting the booster shot. I've gotten mine, and for further protection. But I think if people begin to want to travel, that they will, getting on planes and ships, boats, whatever, that they will think about getting the booster shot or getting their initial vaccine. And then the booster, all we can do is continue to encourage people before they get so ill or infect someone else, before they get very ill. And but we keep pushing. We've got sites that are open both in Chapel Hill and area and in the Hillsborough area, and we will have pop-up clinics. And that's good to say, people are very nice when you go in, so there's nothing to worry about. People are very friendly and they put you at ease, because I am one that has had a fear of needles my entire life until recently, and I had to face the fact that, okay, you got to get this shot.
Yeah. I think a lot of people probably share that in some way. Well, again, OrangeCountyNC.gov has lots of details on COVID-19 vaccination sites. Again, that mask mandate extension that was just announced, and so much more. Also shared on the county government website that you and I actually haven't had a chance to talk about yet, Renee, is the announcement that came a couple weeks ago at this point that Thermo Fisher is going to be building a manufacturing facility in the area near Mebane or so. And kind of new, old news at this point, and it is, kind of a factory. It's not an exciting entertainment or anything like that that people can go to, but it's worth mentioning, and I know that it's the latest in several steps that the Orange County commissioners and people in that region are trying to add to better diversify the tax base, bring in some business, bring in some jobs.
Well, indeed, it was a welcome announcement. I'll be honest with you, we were rather surprised. We knew that something was happening on that property. It's right near the Medline facility. And then when we found out that it was Thermo Fisher and the work that they're doing, they make pipettes. pipette tips. And it may seem trivial, but it's something that we, you know, in the world of medicine that they use every day, all the time. And so it really fits in with, you know, all the biotechnology and the life sciences and, you know, our focus on medicine and health in this triangle region. And even though it may not bring you, you know, entertainment, it will hire. They're talking about hiring up to 200 people in this production facility. So, you know, you got a good job, then you can go out and enjoy the entertainment. And that's what we're looking forward to, good paying jobs and working with Durham Tech to make sure the people are have the skills and the training that they need. And this is a company that's, you know, internationally known. So it's they're putting a lot of investment into North Carolina, and I believe we're fortunate enough to have one of the facilities here.
And we're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. We'll, I imagine, be talking in a little bit about that in the coming years when it comes to Orange County as that gets constructed. And it's a multi-million dollar investment. It is,
yeah.
It is pretty substantial. We'll be keeping an eye on that project. Well, we've got a couple
and
more.
They,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say just a trivia bit here that they say that, you know, once a facility is up and running, they can produce 40,000 laboratory pipette tips per day.
Yeah.
By 2024. That's a lot.
That's a lot. It is a lot of little pipette tips. Well, we have a couple minutes left, Renee. I don't know if there's anything that you want to highlight coming up in the next couple of days or so, since we're hitting this holiday stretch where things are a little quiet. But has there been anything happening around the region or anything coming up in the next couple of weeks you want to take a moment to flag for folks?
Well, it is the holiday season. It's a time when people buy gifts, and I would just encourage people to buy local. I know that our artists have their studios open. It's supposed to be an event at the mill on Friday, and people can go buy art and crafts and things like that over there. And I'm sure that all of the little shops along Franklin Street, Rosemary Street, and all in between, and throughout the county, just really throughout Hillsborough, Carrboro, and Chapel Hill, to look at some of our local creativity and share those gifts. So yeah. So my encouragement would be to buy local and spread the joy that way.
I think that is a pretty good message. Well, again, if you want to find out anything that is happening on the county government side, orangecountync.gov is the Orange County government website. Commissioner Renee Price, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.